Welcome to my super secret podcast. I started this show when it became apparent that my other podcast, Old Fart, New Tech, was riling up some friends, but mostly family members, concerning the content. I figured the only way around this was to start a new podcast that they would know about. This will allow me to speak about any subject that I want to. I don't know if this is a good idea, but I guess I'll find out. I'm James, your secret host. This show is about news, tech, a little entertainment, and anything I feel like talking about. This can change over the life of this podcast, and I'm open to listener suggestions. So join me on this journey, and together we'll see where it goes. So what's going on? Well, if you don't know what's going on, you are either living in a cave located in the wilderness without internet or are keeping yourself so inebriated that you've lost all connection to reality. Depending on where you are located, you're most likely under a shelter-in-place order. For those of you that aren't, congratulations, but you probably were at one point during this pandemic. I live in a suburb of New York City, which unfortunately is the epicenter of the virus in this country. I've been out from work going on week 5, and cabin fever is definitely settling in. However, I'm starting to get used to this and wonder how it's going to feel when this lockdown is lifted. Will I dread having to go back to work? How will it all be different? You guys know that it will never be the same, don't you? Despite the narrative change attempt by the Chinese Communist Party, the consensus of the world agrees that they are responsible for this. How they will pay for all this remains to be seen. The number of hospitalizations are on the downslide in New York, so I guess the curve is flattening and the reopen date of May 15th is actually looking good. That's enough about the pandemic. I'm sure you all have heard enough of it already. Here's some tech. The superstars of this pandemic have to be Zoom and TikTok. Zoom is the video conferencing app that came out of nowhere. I guess the app was in the right place at the right time. Despite its rather serious security issues, I see Zoom in use from television shows down to small podcasts. I haven't used the app myself, as I have no reason to. We'll see if its popularity continues after the current situation clears up. Google has released its Meet app to the masses. Previously, the app was only available with the company's G Suite for business users. And of course, that was at a price. Microsoft Skype has been beefing up lately, too. I wonder if Apple will join the fray at some point. TikTok, of course, is an app that lets you record and post short videos while letting you add effects. TikTok was immensely popular before the pandemic, especially with younger people. During this pandemic, its use has exploded, especially with hospital workers, it seems. Even people that I know personally have started using it. These same people barely started using Facebook. Now, they all have TikTok accounts. Again, I haven't used this app, as I don't see the point. What I'm watching. My time watching television has skyrocketed, as I'm sure it has for many others. Lately, though, it has leveled off and even has declined. Maybe because I've watched just about every show on every service that even slightly interested me. I've watched Ozark, Tiger King, and You on Netflix, Bosch on Amazon Prime, The Morning Show, Truth Be Told, and Servant on Apple TV+. I've even started rewatching The Sopranos on HBO. The conclusion that I have come to is that there is a lot of crap not worth watching on these services. Right now, I'm mostly watching YouTube and Pluto TV, usually tech channels on YouTube, and on Pluto TV, I watch some of the offbeat talk shows and weird channels. This weekend, I'm going to start watching Mythic Quest on the Apple TV Plus service. What I gather is that it's set amongst a usually successful video game company. I like tech and I especially like comedy, so I hope it's worth a watch. Speaking of comedy, I subscribe to and watch a lot of shows on Compound Media. It was founded by Anthony Cumia, late of the old Opie and Anthony radio show. It's billed as the Free Speech Network. I recommend it to those of you who like non-PC talk and humor. What I'm not watching is baseball, and I really miss it more than I thought I would. What I'm listening to. Podcast listening has long ago replaced radio listening for me. Unfortunately, my podcast listening has taken a hit with this crisis. That's because most of my podcast listening took place while driving, especially during my 30-plus minute commute to and from work. Also, I listen while just driving to and from various destinations I used to regularly go to before this current situation. The podcasts that I have kept current with are Coronavirus 411 from Sound That Brands and Coronavirus Global Updates from the BBC for updates on the pandemic. They are both a short listen and get right to the point. For current news items, I listen to the Overnight Underground News from John Ford, which gives a short, snarky report on things happening, and Underground USA from Spreaker for serious opinions on subjects. For comedy, I turn to Who Are These Podcasts, which reviews other podcasts and critiques them. Be warned, though, they are not gentle. The podcast I just started listening to is No Agenda from John Dvorak and Adam Curry, who is the so-called podfather of podcasting. Mr. Curry is the undisputed first podcaster. He invented this medium. What are you guys currently watching and listening to? The next part of this podcast is titled This Actually Happened. This section will be devoted to things I've experienced and think would be interesting to tell. It could be just a description of an event I attended or something I've done in the past. I'm retired military and have a lot of what they call war stories. Before I tell you one, here's an old GI joke. What's the difference between a fairy tale and a war story? A fairy tale starts off with once upon a time. A war story starts off with you're not going to believe this shit. Today I will be telling the story of something that happened during the first Gulf War. I deployed to the Gulf when Operation Desert Shield had just turned into Operation Desert Storm. I was lucky because I only spent about 3 months in country while others spent 6 months over there. When I arrived, the infrastructure had already been built. We slept in tents, but we had what was called ECUs, which stands for Environmental Control Units. These provided cooling and heat to the tents. The chow hall was stocked with powdered eggs, bread, and canned goods that the cooks tried to make edible. Before this, you were forced to eat what's called MREs, or meals ready to eat. They were an improvement over the Vietnam-era sea rations, but not by that much. We had toilets to do our business and showers with lukewarm water to bathe and spank our monkeys. What we didn't have is booze. Not any kind of booze, not even beer. There were no women except the military ones, and if they were half decent looking, you wouldn't even get to talk to them. We worked 12-hour shifts, 7 days per week. For entertainment, during downtime, guys would wander over to the morale and welfare tent, which featured televisions with live CNN feeds and others with pre-recorded television shows. The television shows were not updated very often, so after a couple of weeks, you were all caught up. There was a small gym with limited equipment also. Payphones were available, and you got one free call per week, if I recall correctly. Other than that, there was nothing much to do when you weren't working. I was fortunate enough to have a small shortwave radio, which let me listen to the BBC, Voice of America, and other international stations. Sadly, most of these stations no longer broadcast on shortwave. Remember, there was no internet or cell phones for us poor slobs back then. Some guys took advantage of the tons of handwritten letters that civilians would send addressed to any service member. Some guys got naked pictures of women, phone numbers of women, pornography, and other things that were high in demand in these letters. One day, while bored, I decided to try my luck and open one of these letters. I thought maybe I'd look out and get something good like those other guys. The letter I chose just happened to be from a 15-year-old boy. I don't remember where in the U.S. he was living. He started the letter off by asking me how it was over there. Then he asked if I had killed anyone. He followed up by asking if I was drinking alcoholic beverages and were the women nice looking and if they let me have sex with them. That was all in the opening paragraph, so I just stopped reading right there before I got really pissed off. Choosing that letter was just my luck. I ripped up the letter and threw it out, and the rest of my deployment didn't go any better. It started off bad, and it ended bad also. This next section I'm titling, This May or May Not Be True. This section of the podcast will be for unusual stories, mostly so-called conspiracy theories and the like. This first story comes from Newsweek.com. The headline reads, Russian state television pushes conspiracy theory Bill Gates is behind coronavirus pandemic. The article reports that a Russian primetime program called Man and Law, which happens to be mostly owned by the Russian state, described Gates as a billionaire sponsor of the World Health Organization. That's kind of true, who has sought to reduce the population of the planet. Well, he did make statements in the past that inferred that. The show also referred to a TED Talk Gates gave in 2015, which he warned of the dangers of a coming pandemic, which is also true. The article then brought up shoddy sources the show used for the presentation. Well, you know, our own news organizations in this country have done the same thing, reporting events and statements without first verifying sources. Almost every week you hear about this sloppy journalism in which the news organization just ran with a story with other news organizations picking it up and re-reporting it, almost verbatim. When the story is proved to be false, a very small edit or retraction is put out, but the damage is already done. Now here's my tinfoil hat reaction. If you guys remember, Mr. Gates was all over the news a couple of weeks ago, lecturing us about vaccination and the like. You couldn't escape him pontificating about the pandemic and how to correctly fight it. The public pushed back at him, noting his lack of being a medical doctor and his patenting the genome sequences of certain viruses. I didn't even know you could patent such a thing. They referenced the same things this show did also, the Russian show I'm talking about. All of a sudden, Gates virtually disappeared from our media. I think this article is the beginning of a defense of Mr. Gates, and we will be seeing a lot more articles and interviews like this one in the coming weeks and months. Folks, there is a lot of money to be made from the pandemic, and I'm sure old Bill and the rest of the elites want in. And what about this Event 201 exercise he and the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security and the World Economic Forum staged on October 18th of 2019, which simulated that a worldwide pandemic had broken out? Coincidence? Do you believe in such a thing? The timing was just a little too good. This next section will be called Shout Out, and this part of the show will be used to shout out to listeners who leave a review, good or bad, or contact the show via email. I look forward to hearing from you. Of course, this being the first episode, there is no one to give a shout out to. Well, it's time to get up and get out of here. I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. If you have any suggestions or criticisms, you can email me at mysupersecretpodcast@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. If you get bored, give a listen to my other podcast, Old Fart, New Tech. Remember, don't tell anybody about this. It's our secret. Take care, guys.